You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The BT and Sal Show brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. We started with the Mets. We'll get back to them. 888-808-1019 is the number. Sal is off today. I know he's got a Surfside appearance tomorrow, him and Rec, and then I'm off until after Labor Day and then basically bunker down until Thanksgiving, where we get deep in the trenches, Jets, Giants, hopefully long Yankee and Met runs. But I got the golf bug back. I'm playing tomorrow. I'm playing Friday. I haven't yet told my wife, but I'm sure I'm going to play again before Tuesday. I come back. And yeah, it's almost like that skull shot from Francesa woke me up. Inspired me to play a little bit more. I can't wait. Weather's going to be awesome. I was looking at like the 10-day advance forecast. Every day, it's like San Diego. You know, no 90s, you know, pretty much between 75 or 74 and 82, 83, sunny, no precipitation. So we got a nice run here of awesome weather. All right, I'm going to get back to the phones in a minute. Let me talk a little MVP here. Now, first of all, like the MVP has become so distorted over the years. Like it used to be such a simple thing. It really did. And it's funny, like when I was younger, they had this award, obviously MVP, but they also gave out two awards. One was to the MVP, and then one was to the most outstanding player. Now this is, you know, I'm talking like, you know, first grade through eighth grade. However they distinguished that, they came up with that on their own. But like the MVP award has been hijacked in recent years. Like it's basically become who's got the best stats. And I understand that. But to me, it should be a little bit deeper and a little bit more intelligent than that, really. So I always start any MVP conversation. This obviously is about Judge and Cal Raleigh, who hit number 50 last night. To me, if you subtract, I start with a basic math equation. If you subtract player X from team Y, what's the result? Like, what? It's that simple. And if you subtract Cal Raleigh from Seattle, what's the result? If you subtract Aaron Judge from the Yankees, what's the result? Well, to get there, I start a very basic point. Like, all right, well, from a team perspective, what's the record? They're basically identical. Yanks are 71-60, and they're 5.5 out. Seattle's 71-61. Now, they're only 1.5 out. So they basically have the same exact record. Yankees, much more real estate to make up in the division. You want to, I'll just throw this just to keep it moving. In terms of war, if you're curious, Judge is at 6.9. Cal Raleigh's at 5.9. So an advantage Judge here. Now, you look at, and there's other things like how the season, however this goes the next 30 games, that's who's going to win the award, and that's who should win the award. Like, Aaron Judge does not have this wrapped up, nor should Aaron Judge have this wrapped up. Raleigh right now is first in home runs, Judge is fourth. Now, Judge missed a little bit of time. I got it. So it's first for Raleigh, Judge four. Aaron's eighth in ribbies. Cal Raleigh is second. And obviously, Judge is still going bonkers with the OPS. He's first, and Cal Raleigh is third. So if you look at that, if you were to do it like in an aggregate manner, Cal Raleigh is doing more things at a higher level right now than than Aaron Judge outside of batting average, which many of you dismiss anyway. And I don't dismiss it as much, so it's kind of ironic. I'm almost debating myself here because I generally do try to validate batting average more than you, even though it's clearly an antiquated number for a lot of you. But like if you, and I've taken a lot of calls, a lot of tweets, like batting average, what are you, a dinosaur? But then you can't use that to then defend Judge as with that being the sole parameter. And right now, that's really the only thing that Aaron Judge is doing better. I just told you, Raleigh's got more home runs and he's got more RBIs. Now, the average is big time in favor of Judge by about 70 points. That's a big number. But that's also going down fast. All right, so the next benchmark here, the next tool of evaluation, like, what are they doing recently here? Well, in the last 30 days, neither one's doing a whole lot, though more power for Raleigh. The last 30 days, this, of course, coincides with Aaron getting hurt. Aaron's batting .210 with a .783 OPS. It is crazy, though. Like, even when Judge is basically invisible for Judge, his OPS is still almost .800. So let's not, you know, lose complete context here. But he's not doing much, and he's got three home runs in the last 30 days. Of course, he was on the IL. Now, Cal Raleigh is only hitting 2 points higher, .212, but he's got seven more home runs, and he also has a higher OPS. So, like, right now, guys, think about this. You project this out and take off your Yankee cap, take off your New York bias, which for some of you was impossible, I get, but many of you were able to do this. If I told you before the start of the season that an American League catcher would hit 61 home runs, which is what he's on pace for right now, he would lead the league in RBIs, and his team would be a playoff team, wouldn't you almost say no matter what Judge does, that guy's going to get the MVP? And that he probably should? Like, you look at some of their other players, all right, Julio Rodriguez, all right, whatever. But if you look at the drop, like, there's Yankees have a lot of guys with OPSs over 8. Outside of Cal Raleigh, Seattle has one. Can you make the case that just this year, I don't mean organizationally, historically, this year, can you make the case that Cal Raleigh is more valuable to Seattle than Aaron Judge has been to the Yankees? You can make that case. And if you don't believe that, I'm sorry, I think you're missing the mark. Now, to say definitively that it's absolutely Cal Raleigh, I think that that's a little bit early, but like, I mean, it was foregone conclusion. Just ship it to the Bronx. It's Judge's award. No, it's not. It's not. And it shouldn't be. Like, he's not preordained. I know that Altuve stole one from him a couple of years ago by cheating. But you're looking at a catcher who just hit bomb number 50. 50! And they're a good team. It's not like hollow numbers on a team that's going nowhere. You know, I don't know if Seattle's going to win the World Series, but I don't think the Yankees are either. But they're both going to go to the postseason. He's been phenomenal. It's been great. It's really the best story in baseball. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, obviously a lot of Met conversation. Good win. The Ento's heating up. Jim is in Warren on the fan. What up, Jim?
BT, enjoy the show. I listen every day.
Fantastic, Jimmy. Nice.
My son wants to make a quick Met point. But we're huge Met fans, but I actually want to talk about the Yankees. But my Met point is talking about swagger and energy. He believes Jesse Winker brings that. Sliding head first, slamming the helmet down, getting everybody pumped up. What do you think?
Well, how old is your son?
13.
All right, so he's old enough to understand this. Tell him that you got to play to actually bring some swagger.
He's sitting right next to me.
Well, then, what's his name? What's the young man's name?
James.
All right, James, appreciate you calling and listening with your dad here. Hopefully you're a ball player as well. But, like, Winker's got to play to bring some swag. You can't bring it from the bench.
Yeah, and he's always hurt too.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't want to go so far as to say that your son is wrong. I would just maybe school him a little bit, Daddy, once we hang up and you guys could have another conversation about that.
Yeah, my Yankee point, I know you're a big Yankee fan.
Yeah.
What bothers me is they beat up on the Twins and the Nationals and the Cardinals,
White Sox,
and the Rays.
Yeah.
But when they play the Astros and the Red Sox,
Tigers,
they can't win.
I know.
That's got to be frustrating.
Well, did you hear my open yesterday, Jim? Thanks for the call, and thanks to your little guy in the car, too. Reminds me when I used to be in the car. Now, my dad never called the fan, but he used to listen all the time. But just a quick aside, last week was Radio Day. Hoff was out for this. And I meant to tell the story. These are two things, two memories I've have, and I don't think that either one was with WFAN, but it was sports radio. I remember I was in the McDonald's drive-thru in 1986, coming back from a CYO game, where right by the old library and whatever. Brandon, not far from Brandon and Carr. And Ron Rowan hits the baseline jump shot against Syracuse. And then Dwayne the Pearl Washington goes coast to coast. And Walt DeBerry swats him. Like, I remember hearing that in the car. And then I remember hearing, I believe it was the same year, because Patrick was 85 and then 86, which was the same year as St. John's. I remember being in the Burger King on Flatbush Avenue near the old amusement park, hearing the Knicks drafting Kenny Skywalker. I think that was fifth overall. So I appreciate a little guy being in the car with Pops. But, I mean, yeah, and Winker's got, he's a good cheerleader, but that's all he really does. He doesn't really play. 888-808-1019. How about, let me get Chris in Long Valley. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, BT, how you doing, man?
Good, Chris.
Good. Hey, just wanted to quickly mention, for me, two biggest things that came out of last night for the Mets were, A, the fact that after Senga gave you four innings at 93 pitches, that bullpen came into that game and was almost perfect for five innings. All they did was hit a guy and walk a guy.
Yep.
And that was huge. But for me, the best part of last night was the fact that when Ryan Helsley came off the field after his clean inning, every single man in that dugout greeted him with a smile, a hug, or a high five, because they all knew exactly what that inning meant to him.
Yep.
And that was such a huge team thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to listen.
Well, I noticed that too, Chris. Good observation. Yeah, no, I mean, listen, now let's not ignore the fact that a couple of balls were bullets off that Ryan Helsley gave up. But that last pitch, I think that was his slider. And his slider was, and I was trying to explain it to my son last night, like, generally, sliders from a righty, you're going to go right to left. Now, you might have a little vertical, but his is more, it's almost, I don't know, it's a very interesting pitch. It almost goes more like a curveball. Like, his goes a little vertical. Slider is generally horizontal. He's got a nasty slide when it's on. And his last pitch he threw, I believe it was 102. I remember saying, wow, 102. Yeah, I mean, listen, you got Ryan Helsley for a reason. He's filthy. But he had issues with St. Louis this year. You know, for a guy who throws that hard, he's straight as a string. And there's a reason why guys hit him. And he has been nothing short of awful. Not like he's been erratic or he's been, eh. He has been horrendous as a New York Met. But if last night's the start of him regaining some footing and becoming the pitcher that they thought he could become, and his teammates kind of feeling that moment and the fans as well, like, you never know where it starts. You really don't. You know, it's funny. Like, so I mentioned golf before. Not that I'm obviously not good, but I even noticed with me, like, sometimes, like, you get on a roll at the least you just don't expect it. Like, you hit say if you have an awful round. I know this happens to me a lot. You know, a couple of doubles, maybe a seven, you know, maybe a par here and there, scrounge one out, but I'm just not playing well. And then I'll hit, like, I don't know, just a 13 footer for bogey. All right, you know, could have been a double. Then suddenly you look up and you par two out of three holes. Like, you don't know where it's going to come from. It's not like, wow, like last night was the moment that Helsley officially arrived as a Met. Nobody's sitting here saying, but it's got to start somewhere. You got to have humble beginnings. And if he joins the party, that could change a lot. Let me get Myron in Manhattan. What's up, Myron?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nyron, you there, buddy? Okay. Nyron is not there. That is his bad. Elvis in Orange, Connecticut. Elvis.
Hey, BT.
What's
BT,
up?
BT, you're a ball player. You're a ball player, right?
Loosely translated, right? Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I played a little bit. Yep.
Let me ask you something. The Met pitching staff, what do you think is wrong with these guys?
Well, which
I
ones?
Know exactly what's wrong with them.
Well, hold on.
All four. All four. Besides McLean and Peterson.
Hmm.
And actually the bullpen, too.
Okay. Well, that's a very...
What do you think is wrong with these guys?
I'm going to give you an answer, but I want to narrow it down. So put McLean aside, put Peterson aside. I'm going to put even Holmes aside. His issue is length, but he's been fine. I think that Manaea and Senga have two very different issues. I think Senga needs to challenge people more. Nibbles too much.
I agree. You know, I was at the game last night. This guy is the most aggravating pitcher to
He
watch.
Is. I can't stand watching him pitch. I really can't.
Yeah, he first of all, you're a ball player. What's the most important pitch a pitcher
strike
can throw?
One.
That's right. The Met pitchers are always behind in the count, and as usual, they lead the league in walks again. If you look at these guys, that's why they can't get out of the fifth inning. Every one of these guys are always behind in the count, and that's the name of the game for pitchers. I mean, I was a pitcher. You get behind in the count, you're good. Most of the time, okay? You watch these box scores, you look at the good pitchers. When they don't walk anybody, they pitch a good game. The Mets got to put the ball over the plate. It's very aggravating.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
it's that simple.
Yeah, I agree with that. Certainly pertaining to Senga. Yeah, it's funny. Like, you look at, you know, young players, whether it's in the minors or high college, high school, and certainly way before that, young kids. Like, to me, because you don't know how big kid's going to be, how fast, or what position he's going to ultimately settle on. To me, though, and of course, bat speed's part of the equation, but... If you can differentiate between a ball and a strike, and it's such a simple, think about what I just said. Differentiate between a ball and a strike. Like, you would think, who the hell can't do that? Yeah, when you're on TV, we could all do that. You know, when we're watching on TV, when we're sitting on the couch, when we're laying in bed watching a late game. Oh, yeah, that's outside. Don't swing. What are you swinging at? How do you swing at that? Well, you swing at that because it looks like a strike, and you don't have that ability to decipher, you know, where it's going to finish. Therefore, you don't really have the ability to decipher what a ball and a strike is, the difference. And if you don't have that from a hitter, but this ties into the call about the pitchers, if you don't have that as a hitter, well, now you're not going 1-0, 2-0, you know, 2-1, 3-0, 3-1, and you're not getting a hitter's count. And from a pitcher's perspective, if, you know, you have to throw strike one, because now you could just, you could throw stuff in the dirt, you could sail something up high, you could set them up. When you fall behind 1-0, 2-0, now it's like you got to throw a strike, but you can't throw too good of a strike because he's going to whack it 430. I don't care who it is. They're going to hit it over the fence if they know it's coming. So it's a whole thing that's all interconnected, but you start with strike one. And Bisenga, he just got to attack more. Like, I can't stand running backs that dance or, you know, basketball, like guards in the NBA that they have a lane and they just pull up and they, like Mikal Bridges does, even though he's a good mid-range shooter, take it to the rack a little bit more. Finish. Finish with some toughness, some strength, you know? Just finish. Challenge. And I feel like Sanga just does not do that at all. And he's got nasty stuff. I mean, he's not 99, but he's 95. And he's got one of the, he's got a filthy secondary pitch. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. 888-808-1019 is the number. It's BT and Sal here. I am surprised, and it's okay. I mean, I'm not looking to start trouble, but I'm surprised no Yankee fans have pushed back on what I said about Cal Raleigh. Like, right now, to me, the award's going towards Seattle. I'm not saying it's been fully rerouted, and it's definitely getting FedEx there, but Judge is going the wrong way. Cal Raleigh's on pace for 61. They both have basically the same record as a team, so team influence is kind of a push. I'm surprised about that. Let me get back to you. How about Joe and Valley Stream on the Fan? What's up, Joe?
Hey, BT, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's going on?
Okay, I'm question for you. If you're given the option next year of either doing five for 160 to a Bellinger, or let's say four for 80 to a Grisham, what are you doing? I'll be honest. I'm petrified, and I know that this is not a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm just petrified with Bellinger of another DJ, of situation where
Why?
He's great year one, and then he just breaks down.
Nah.
Now he's past 30. I happen to love Grisham.
Yeah. All right, first of all, the body type is totally different. Even when DJ LeMahieu was young, he wasn't bouncy. Like, Cody Bellinger's an elite. If you watch the Yankees, you've heard them say it all year. He's one of the five fastest guys down the line from home to first in baseball. So he's different physically. Right. You know, and the other thing, too, obviously, Joe, you can't predict health here. I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, the Yanks are going to, and I want them to retain Bellinger. I'm with you on that. If it's 5 years, 4 years plus an option, five plus an option, I don't know what it would be. I can't guarantee health. I'm not going to do that. But what I can guarantee, if he's healthy, for at least most of that contract, he's going to be an elite plus defender at several different spots. Now, here's the thing. Like, now, Trent Grisham, to me, I mean, the value in Grisham, and he is having a really good year in terms of power. Even the average is up. There's no question. Although, if you actually look at his defensive metrics, and somebody mentioned this on the broadcast the other day, it's a little overstated how good of a defender he is. Like, his arm strength is, I'm looking at it now just to verify with the numbers. 57th percentile. I mean, not terrible, but his arm value is 41 percentile. His range has dropped precipitously, 29% in the range department. Like, and I just say that not to spit numbers at you here, but really because the thing that you always hear about Grisham, God, he's such an amazing, he's one of the best center fielders. I mean, he's good. I always think it's a little overstated, and those numbers basically say that I'm right. And I'm looking at even further. His base running value is in the 4th percentile. He's basically responsible for negative 3 runs on the bases. I just say that to paint the full picture, not to bombard you with numbers. But the thing about Trent is his real value is he's making $5 million. Now, for him to remain a Yankee, they're going to... I don't know what he's going to command. I still don't think that baseball views him as anything a lot more than what he is. Kind of an outlier season. Not that he's not going to get a 2 or 3. He'll probably get like, if I had a guess on Grisham, I was going to say 2 plus an option. It really might be 3 plus his option, or maybe 3 plus a team. I'd probably get 3 guaranteed somewhere. He's not going to get crazy bank. But the problem with Trent Grisham, if you bring him back, and I'd be open to it, but then what the hell are we doing with Spencer Jones? Is he ever going to get a shot? Like, say if Bellinger, it's all, there's a lot at play. It's really hard to answer this today, but I'll give you I'll give you a roadmap. I don't think Bellinger wants to go, and I don't think the Yankees want him to go. I think he stays. All right, so obviously Goldschmidt's going to be gone. 1 year, 12 and a half, see ya. You know, Ben Rice probably going to be doing more and more and more catching. They like him better there than they do at first base. I ideally, like in a perfect world, now of course this is not going to happen, but in a perfect world, I've got Bellinger playing first base 75% of the time next year, and he'd be an elite plus defender. I got Judge and Wright. I've got Jones or Dominguez in center, and then the other one in left. But does anybody really think that's going to happen? Like, I don't think the Yankees are not going to start the season that way. Now, they won't overpay Grisham. They might overpay Bellinger. And I would. I think Bellinger is just so much better than Grisham. And Grisham's had a really good year. Belly's the guy. 888-808-1019. Mickey in Wolcott, Connecticut. What up, Mick?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hey, brother. Thank you for taking my call, as always. Hope you guys are doing amazing.
Good day so far, Mickey. Yep,
so,
go ahead.
So I'm going to use an analogy, in a sense, right? So yeah. In basketball, we got the sixth man of the year kind of situation. A lot of people don't realize, you know, being a sixth man just doesn't mean just the highest scorer. It could be the highest defense player. It could be the momentum switcher in a game. It could be so many different factors.
Yep.
And last year, there's no doubt that Mr. OMG was that person. The year before that, coming off of his injury, I think Diaz was that person. This year, we've been always looking for that person. We, at times, I think we even hoped that Alvarez was that person. But when you keep getting hurt, it can't be you.
Yeah.
It has to be Marky V. We've been screaming from the top of the mountains. It has to be Marky V. And if it's not him, who is it going to be? It can't be Alonso. We know he's expected to do what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. It can't be, you know, Soto. He's expected to do, you know, same thing for Lindor. It has to be somebody. And if Marky V is going to pick up that mantle, it could be what ultimately changes this whole thing. It can even be the new pitcher that we just brought up that he's doing amazing.
Yeah.
We need that unsung hero. We need that sixth man of the year.
Yeah, I feel it. I'm with you there, Mick. In a lot of ways, it's kind of like the Mets just made two more trades. I mean, they just traded for a righty who can hit in Vientos and the starting pitcher who looks filthy so far. Yeah, I mean, that's why you feel a little bit different about this Mets team. There's no doubt moving forward. Now, how different? I don't think they win the division. I've said that a million times. They're not going to win the division. But it doesn't really matter. I think the next evaluation is Manaea today. You know, and if he doesn't get it together one more time through the rotation, and if you just don't see signs, you're going to have to believe that this is kind of who he is this year. Let me get Steve in New Fairfield, Connecticut. Steve.
Hey, what's up, BT? How are you, bro?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. Two players I want to talk about real quick.
Yep.
McMahon, you look to upgrade. He paid two more years after this year. Are you happy with him? I know it's not a huge sample size, but would you look to upgrade there?
I mean, it doesn't matter what I would do. They're not going to, because these, you know, $16, $17 million he's on the hook for. Here's the problem with Ryan McMahon. He can't hit a good fastball, and that's never going to change. I knew he struck out a lot, obviously. But I didn't really see him play a ton with Colorado, except against the Mets and the Yankees for the most part. I knew he was an elite fielder. I knew he was a great third, and he is. He's a great third baseman. But I thought he was, you know, I knew he was a high strikeout guy, but I thought he can handle some heat, and I thought with Yankee Stadium and some better bats around him, he'd be a better hitter. But this guy swings and misses.
I thought he got more pop.
He can't hit a fastball.
I know it hasn't been a long sample size, but I thought he got more pop. How many homers does he have?
He's got one.
Yeah.
I know. But no, they're not going to upgrade that. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
With Valley, I don't know if you answered the question. I know I caught the tail end of your last caller.
Yep.
How far? I mean, I think he's my favorite Yankee after 1 year. He's better than I damn thought at this age, especially. Just does everything, defense, great attitude, everything.
Yeah. I love him.
With the two strikes, how many players in that team choke up and go the other way with two strikes?
Yes.
He's everything, you know, he's everything we moan about everybody else.
In a lot of ways, Steve, think about this. Steve, he would have fit right in with those championship Yankees. Not saying he would have been, you know, the best on the team, but, you know, his style, his ability to hit the other way and run and field. He's just a baseball player, man. He's a pleasure to watch. And I remember when he was it when he went to the Cubs? Yeah, because Sal and I were talking about him maybe coming to the Yankees and more specifically the Mets. And at that point, I didn't really think the Yankees needed him. I'm like, I think he'd be good for the Mets. I think he'd fit you guys. And I remember having that conversation. And one of the stats that I pointed to, so this wasn't last year. This was the year before. He led baseball in two-strike batting average. And the knock on, now think about this, guys, because this is where numbers could get a little twisted and we could lose perspective. The knock on Bellinger a couple of years ago was that his average exit doesn't hit the ball hard enough. And it was backed up by the velo, right? Well, my counter to that was, all right, I understand he doesn't rip it like Stanton. He never will. But when you choke up and you just look to flick the ball the other way or up the middle with two strikes, you know, you're going to have a lot of soft contact, but you're not going to strike out as much. So what would you rather have? A higher average exit velo or more balls in play? I know my answer. More balls in play. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal. Let me get Andrew in Allentown. Living here in Allentown. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? I was watching the show yesterday, and I thought you said it perfect about the Yankees, how we just have no fire.
No.
You know, I'm watching the game last night, and yeah, sure, we're up 10-0, but you know, bottom or top of the ninth, you know, we give up five. You know, it's just like typical Yankees. We get ahead on the bad guys, beat up the bad teams, and then when we need to play a competitive series, you know, we're nowhere to be found. I feel like we just have no grit. We have no fight.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, where's the heart? I mean, where's the fortitude? I just don't see it. And listen, the runs that they gave up with De Los Santos, who was sent packing, and Leiter, I wouldn't lump that. I don't want to be unfair to the Yankees here. Let's not lump that into the Yankees having no fire when they go to their lower leverage arms and they give up five runs. Like, no, I don't think that that's fair. I don't think it's applicable to last night. I do think it's applicable to this current roster and really this season and other seasons, you know? Yeah, there's just, they don't have, I've said it a million times, they don't have dogs. They don't have enough dogs. They just don't. And I don't understand why Caballero had the one hit. I don't think he stole the base, but he had the one hit last night. Turned a nice double play, gives you a little juice. Like, I don't understand why Anthony Volpe was probably a lefty going to lefty-righty thing, matchup thing, but I don't understand why he was granted assurances that he's playing today no matter what. So today's Tuesday, and Anthony told us after Sunday night's game that he's going to be out of the lineup again. Sunday. This was him speaking after the game against the Red Sox Sunday night. I'm not playing Monday, but I'll be back in there on Tuesday. And I'm sitting here saying, why? If Caballeros goes out and steals two bags and gets two hits and the Yankees win, you're not playing. Like, I wouldn't play him. And I've probably been his biggest supporter. I said, no way I'm sending him down. But I did say that I would sit him at multiple points this season. And I stand by it. Yankees won last night. They had good energy. Why just thrust him back in there? I don't know that I wouldn't do that, but it looks like they're going to.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh yeah. Bam, bam, bam. Alrighty, Hoff. Hey, by the way, Hoff, before you get rolling here, so It is BT and Sal. Hop's going to drop these on you. So Hop's got his little guy, Anthony, here today. So that's the second time in, what, 3 or 4 days I've seen him. My son is here with his best friend. So we got a full locker room, but we also haven't seen them in an hour. Are they still here?
Well, I said this to you because you just asked me how they're doing. I go,
I forgot about them, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen them in a long time, but no one's come and complained to me.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing everything is good.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, if no one's complained, no one's come, hey, by the way, we found your kids running around. If that hasn't happened, we're good.
Well, nobody's here, so who are they going to bump into? I know they've been doing Papa Shot quite a bit.
As long as they're not, are they on the street? As long as they're not on the street.
No. They're not on the street, dude. I mean, I hope not.
I don't know. We haven't seen them.
That's true. What do you got here? Some right. Bullface lie, bullface truth.
So, listen, yeah. I am going to check your pulse now every week going forward.
On
baseball, okay? And
yeah.
You and Sal, this is going to be the same question every week.
Let's go.
Mets and Yankees, bullface lie, bullface truth, will both make the playoffs.
All right, that's a bullface truth for me today. That's a bullface truth. I don't think either team will win the division. Just to expand on that, as I've said, there was a point where I'm like, man, maybe one of these teams might not make it. I think there's been enough stabilization, enough. Yankees' schedule is simple down. Like, there's no way the Yankees come. I mean, even if they don't beat Toronto or the Red Sox when they play them again. Like, you got the White Sox and the Angels, probably the Orioles, and obviously two more with the Nats. Yankees will make it, and I believe the Yankees will make it comfortably by a couple. And I think we'll be going into those right now. You're going to do this every week, so right
every
now.
Every week I'm doing it, baby.
Going into I would say the final 3 or 4 games of the year, I think the Mets will be in good shape with the Reds as well for the wild card.
Yeah, I if you would have asked me last week, I would have said that they were not going to make the playoffs because I would have felt that this would have been a really bad stretch.
After the Nats series you're talking about for the
Mets.
Yeah,
and I thought the Braves were just going to continue to beat them up, and then now the Phillies. I just felt like this was going to be a bad stretch, and they were going to be basically dead on arrival this week. They did enough. They've won 3 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Still not good enough, but at least they've recovered, and the Reds are falling back. So it does create some space right now that the Mets should make the playoffs.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not just that the Mets have won 3 of 4, but it's who they won against in a place they very usually don't play well down in Atlanta. The Phillies, obviously a big litmus test here, but also the new, like McLean. Like, if McLean wasn't here and Vientos was like a non-factor, I'm not so sure I've got that positivity. That changes a lot for me.
Yeah, it changes by the pitching. Whoever's on the mound that day, you know, Senga go 4, technically they should have lost.
He's got to be exhausting. Like, I watch him. I'm like, my eyes feel like they're bleeding watching him pitch.
Yeah,
I just can't.
I don't care how good the forkball is. Just get some outs.
Yep.
Pitch some length. All right, bald face lie, bald face truth. Tommy DeVito will suit up in a regular season game for a New York football team this season.
I think that's a bald-faced lie. I don't really see it. I understand why he could be loosely connected to the Jets. Giants cut him, which stinks. You know, I mean, it was a cool story. And, like, Sal doesn't care about that stuff. I eat it up. I do. The Volpe stuff with Del Barton, him, DeVito, Cedar Grove kid. I love it. I just think it's a great thing. But I feel like the Jets, not that DeVito brings any noise, but, like, the story around them with the agent, I feel like Aaron Glenn wants no part of that, and I don't think he's a difference maker. It was a good story, but he's not a difference maker enough for me to even do that. So, no, I don't think he'll be on the Jets. He's obviously done with the Giants. Now, it may have, if somebody doesn't pick him up, and can he wind up on the Giants practice squad? I guess I'll leave that window slightly ajar. At that point, you'd have to have a couple of injuries to see him out there because, you know, you're going to see Dart at some point. I'm going to say a bald-faced lie. I think it's over for Tommy in New York.
So do you more likely that he gets picked up by somebody or that he's just on the practice squad and he's never sees the light of day?
I think somebody's going to pick him up.
Got it.
I mean, there's so many bad quarterbacks, you could say, or there's just a dearth of good
ones.
Well,
the Raiders got, they just traded for Kenny Pickett.
I know, which opens it up more for Sanders with the Browns here. I mean, he's played a couple games. He's got a couple things on film. He's got moxie. You know, he's got some intangibles. He's tough, can move a little bit. I would be surprised if somebody doesn't pick him up pretty fast.
Gotcha. All right. And final one.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Maybe I'll test you again next week for this one, too.
Oh, jeez. What's with the theatrical pause here? What, is this a funny one? Are you going to start
all right,
in trouble here?
All right, BT. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Both the Jets and the Giants will have less than 2.5 wins by the end of week 6. Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie.
Can I just combine it? Like, what if there's 5 total, but the Jets have 4 and the Giants have 1?
No, they each need to have at least 3 wins.
I can't say that's a bold-faced lie. I can't say that. I mean, I'm optimistic. I'm expecting a much more competitive brand of football, more discipline. The Giants seem revitalized. Even though it's the same regime, they do seem like it's fresh and it's new. We've talked about that. Obviously, AG, my man, ain't playing. I think they're going to run the ball. I think they could beat the Steelers. They got an easier schedule, but no, than the Giants. But that is, I mean, that's, well, I can't be that kind. I can't be that homer. Like, I just don't see that volume of wins that early. So, bold-faced lie. But I do think, I'm going to save my total for next week with Sal. I just can't get on board with that. I'd love to. I really would. Good try. Good questions. I can't. You gotta show me a little something before you start.
Preseason wasn't good enough. the fact that Justin Fields, didn't get hurt wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I saw a stat like the Giants, I don't know, outscored the opposition by 50 points.
60 points. They scored 107 points in 3 games, and they outscored the opponents by 60.
Which was, I think, the highest disparity in like 50 years.
Somebody gave me, I forgot who I was talking to. I might have been over the weekend. I can't remember, but someone was telling me that there's only been like 5 or 6 other teams to do it, and I think one of them was the Giants, and they won a Super Bowl that year. Or no,
really?
No, excuse me. This is what it was. Someone told me that one of them was with Russell Wilson with Seattle, and they won the Super Bowl, or went to the Super Bowl that year.
Okay, that's when he threw the pick on the slam when they should have run the ball with the Beast, right? Okay, I didn't even realize that. Well, listen, it looked optically better, energy better, and let's just hope we get. I think it's going to be a much more enjoyable season. That's just too many wins. I can't go there. 888-808-1019 is our number. BT and Sal on the Fan. By the way, NFL Talk on the Fan brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today. All right, 888-808-1019. Let me get Jesse in East Northport, BT and Sal, minus Sal today. Jess, what's going on?
BT, how's it going?
Good.
Good. So guys sort of are who they are in this league. Trent Grisham's having a nice little outlier of a season, but he's a career 219 hitter. Jazz is a career 240-something hitter. The Yankees have been bitten by guys having outlier stretches of games. Like Jose Trevino made the All-Star game a few years ago. Luke Voit had a nice stretch.
Yep.
But then they go off and play these guys like they're All-Stars. It's like, yo, that's not who they are. They just had a nice run, and they reward them with a ton of playing time, especially in big moments in October. And, you know, guys are who they are. Trent Grisham's having a nice season, but, like, he had a nice first half, and he's really cooling off.
He's been red hot lately.
He's been hot lately, but they've been, I mean, think about the number of times they've had stretches of guys overperform.
I know.
And then they reward them, and it's like, that's not who they are as a career hitter or a career player.
Well, I think Grisham is different than Jazz, and thanks for the call there, Jesse. Listen, the Yankees aren't going to go bending over backwards to sign Trent Grisham. There's no way. Because if they do, they may as well get a megaphone and stand in the middle of Times Square and say, we don't believe in Spencer Jones. And then Dominguez is what, like, you just don't do it. Not when you have Aaron Judge. It's a move that complicates logistically things even more. And now you never give these guys a chance to show whether or not they can play. So if the Yankees have an ounce of conviction in Jones, who we haven't seen at this level, and Dominguez, who we have, to mixed results, then they're telling you that they don't believe in him. And then that's just another problem. No, they're not going to re-sign Grisham for crazy, but there's no way. You know, I do think that Jazz is different in the regard. Now, he's not perfect. I wish he was a little more locked in. You see him on a Tuesday, he looks like Ken Griffey Jr. You see him on a Wednesday, he looks like he's in space. But he does do a lot of good things. Now, I think they want to keep him, and I want to keep him. I want to keep him at second. You know, I mean, the porch plays well to his swing, and he's not hitting 220, he's hitting 250. Like, that's all you need. You know, for the most part, he handles second base really well, for the most part. A couple of weird throws lately, but I would say they're going to try to retain Belly. They're going to try to retain Jazz, and they're going to let Grisham walk. That's what I feel now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.